Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. I want to bless you this morning as you rise, as you consider the ways of the Lord, how he rose you up out of bed again another day. You have a desire to hear, to be inspired, to listen to what the Lord maybe would have for you today. And I encourage you to seek the Lord in the Word, not just in the man's voice. Let God be true and every man a liar, as Scripture holds the gospel truth in completeness. And if you'll pray to the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you, he'll feed you with the fountain of living water. And this morning, as I was thinking about bribery, and it's maybe not so much of a prevalent piece of our life here. Most of us grew up in a culture and a community that maybe somewhat had some integrity about this, knew that sometimes you just had to face consequences. And to bribe someone to earn their favor often was something we didn't practice because we knew the law of reaping and sowing a little better. And a lot of nations, though, are bound by this matter. If you go down to Mexico and you travel down the highway and you get pulled over by the policeman, more than likely a few pesos will let you be on your way and no ticket will be given. I know a man in prison, and he was telling me if I had to have a goat and a chicken and give to the judge, I'd get my sentence. It would be lighter. It would let me out. And an unjust payment for a release. We'd be maybe a little more familiar with blackmail. If someone gets caught doing something and he quickly tries to make the other one guilty of the same thing so he don't get told on, and as soon the war comes, is if you don't do this or don't do that, then I'll tell on you. I'll expose you, your deeds. And it's maybe a little more real. It has been possibly in the past in our upbringing, in our life, in our culture. Bribery and blackmail. In the prisons, many times the guards will be asked to bring something in for a prisoner. Maybe some small item. And maybe from lack of not or wisdom and experience, they cave and maybe they bring in some innocent token of some sort or a tool or, you know, I'm not sure what they were asked for, but in their weakness, the compassion, they give them, give in and listen. And as soon as they hand over whatever they were asked for, that prisoner can hold them captive and demand more things at the threat of, I will tell on you. If you don't bring me this and this and this, I will expose what you have already brought. And then that would bring charges up on the corrections officer, and he's being blackmailed to be a trafficker. And by the way, I believe that's how a lot of the items get into prisons. Many of the guards are bound by this thing. You know, bondage is the opposite of liberty. There's different types of bondages. A lot of people think about bondage as being hog-tied and tied up and Others think of maybe of being put in a prison cell and being in bondage, or some don't really think about the bondage of the consequences of life, the bondage of pride, the bondage of gossip. Oh, but don't tell anybody that I told you this. Please don't say anything. Oh, don't say anything. Don't say anything. You know, just gossiping. God forbid. Anyway, as we move on to the thought here, I have a few scriptures. To the biggest and greatest story ever told, ever lived out, still lives today. And, you know, if you can disprove this happened, you can disprove the whole scripture of the Bible as truth. There was the situation where Jesus had spoken many times about his death that was going to happen, and he had even said, in 3 days I'll rise again, and people remember this. So when the body was put in the tomb, it says in Mark and Matthew chapter 28, so they set a guard over this tomb. And making it sure, they put a seal on it. They made sure there's no one could deceive anybody by saying that he rose again from the dead. And there was they were very, very thorough about this. But sure enough, early in the morning, there's a great earthquake. The seal of the tomb was broken, and the rock rolled away. Out of that grave came the living Savior. And, oh, what a story. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a dawning of a morning. Not in the grave anymore. He's risen. And this was spread and broadcast, and the disciples found out and ran toward the tomb, and the guards fell as dead men when it happened, trembled. And verse 11 in chapter 28 of Matthew, it says, those that were watching the grave came to the city and told the chief priests all that was done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, now imagine this, these are religious people, knowing better than to use money to represent God or cause God's power to be diminished. And they offer these soldiers a large sum of money. And said, say that the disciples came in the night and stole him away. Telling the soldiers to lie about this. And then he said, and if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him so you don't get killed. So the soldiers took the money, did as they were taught. And this is saying that is commonly reported among the Jews, even into this day. And the moral of my reason for sharing this, those soldiers were bribed. Many men are bribed by earthly men to perform favors against laws, against natural nature. A lot of lobbying happens in the political world. We'll give you this much if you do this when you get elected, you know. And all kinds of sorts of things like this. And my question today for us is, Are you bribed? Does Satan have your attention with some counterfeit truths, counterfeit ideas, unclear answers, promising empty, vain promises? No one else ever did this. Can't say that. It would be such a shame. You'd be so embarrassed. Freedom, my friends, freedom. Freedom from bribery and blackmail and bondage. Freedom in Christ. Hallelujah. Risen from the grave, you have two choices. You can believe the bribe and believe the soldier stole him away and he really is not alive. That's what we do when we walk away from truth. Or we can say, I surrender, Lord. I surrender. I'm yours, Lord. Mold me. Make me yours, Lord. I'm willing, Lord. Unworthy, but willing. Oh, God. Teach us to number our days, that we may be apart from evil. May you consider these thoughts today. Don't be discouraged. God is waiting. He has a helping hand. Love the Lord your God. Love your wives, your children, your husbands. Love your neighbor as yourself. Serve with compassion, selflessly. May you not give in to the bribes. May you follow him, the truth. In his precious name, I will close today and will encourage you to do it right in Jesus' name.